Renovation is going to begin on this historic Hamtramck Stadium, once home to the Detroit Stars and one of five remaining Negro Leagues home parks. Lloyd Jackson, WJR senior news analyst, takes a deeper dive.
Good morning, Paul W. And that will take place a little later on this morning. The Wayne County Commission will be there along with the Wayne County Executive. It was the Wayne County Commission who recently approved about $850,000 in grant money, a proposal from the County Executive Warren Evans to help fund the renovation of the historic stadium. Other funds came from the Detroit Tigers Foundation, Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Foundation, Kresge, Friends of Historic Hamtramck Stadium, Michigan Municipal League Foundation, the Hamtramck Parks Conservancy, and through an African-American Civil Rights Grant administered by the National Park Service Department of Interior. Now, the renovation will include installing a new roof above the grandstand, restoring the seating and the brick exterior, and installing accessible seating. Hamtramck Stadium opened in 1930, was the home to several Negro League, semi-pro, high school, and little league teams throughout its history. In their first season playing at Hamtramck Stadium in 1930, the Detroit Stars won the second half Negro League national title before losing the championship series to St. Louis in seven games. The Detroit Tigers annually celebrate Negro Leagues weekend, paying tribute to the contributions of the Negro Leagues and African Americans game of baseball. This season's recognition took place just this last weekend at Comerica Park. I know the Wayne County Executive Warren Evans said he's thrilled that this is happening and that the restoring of Hamtramck Stadium to its former glory will be there for the next generation of Hamtramck and Detroit young people so they can learn to love this game on the same field where legends like Turkey Stearns, Satchel Paige, and Josh Gibson once roamed. The stadium has been largely unused since 1990. It was added to the National Register of Historic Places in 2012, and the completion of the renovation should be the end of this year. Paul W.?
Yeah, it looks like in this story, Lloyd Jackson, that the expected event attendees and participants are a who's who of the African-American community.
Absolutely, absolutely. The county executive, county commissioners, even current and former Tiger players, you know, Willie Horton, all the, I mean, it's just going to be a great day.
And one name that I'm going to point out, because we're trying and hoping that he can find his way in his schedule to join us tomorrow, would be Christopher Illich.
Absolutely.
Because it's a big deal to Christopher and the Illich charities. And mm-hmm. So we haven't talked to him in a long while. This would be a great opening conversation, I think, something that's important to him like that.
Absolutely. And this is just going to be, you know, not only great for the historic nature of this building, but just great for Hamtramck, because Hamtramck is trying to do some other things as well, putting together a historic area, and this will be kind of like the anchor of that. So that's great for Hamtramck as well.
Here's an interesting story that I had not heard about, but in the news, as residents of, is it Lagos or Lagos, Nigeria, as residents continue wading through the waist-deep floodwater that's destroyed hundreds of homes in recent days, experts are warning that these folks might have to start looking for a new place to live that soon make this African city unlivable. A spokesperson for Nigeria's Emergency Management Agency says global warming has caused the city's annual floods to get worse, causing major shoreline erosion. He says it's only a matter of time before the erosion reaches populated areas. Quote, the increase in water level is eating into the land. In an effort to slow down the process, city officials have authorized the construction of an entire coastal city called Eco Atlantic. It's protected from flooding by a 5-mile-long wall made from concrete blocks, according to developers. Some critics have blasted the project, saying that the wall will divert water to adjacent cities, making the problem even worse. Man, oh, so, man.
It goes to show you, Paul W., that even, you know, you have this global warming, this deluge of water that we're getting rain. It's not only happening here in Detroit where we're getting flooded basements and flooded freeways. It's happening across the world as well.
And I note in this story, at least, Lloyd, that we're back to what they used to call it, which was global warming, and then when it was when that was not working, they called it climate change. And now they're back to global warming.
Well, maybe it's maybe it hasn't gotten to climate change over there as of yet, but it's all still the same.
I just don't know. It's hard to follow. Are you much of a bacon eater? Do you like bacon?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It's like asking if you're American.
No, I like bacon. Absolutely.
I like bacon too. Listen to this. Californians may be forced to give up bacon due to the state's new animal welfare laws. The new laws, which go into effect next year, require pork producers to provide more space for breeding pigs. But producers say retrofitting their facilities to meet the new standards would be too expensive. That means California could lose nearly all of its pork supply, which could lead to higher prices and a loss of sales for restaurants. California restaurants and grocery stores go through more than, are you ready for this? 255 million pounds of pork each month.
Oh, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of pork.
But most of it is imported from other states like Iowa. Man, oh man, they've got these new laws about pig breeding. I think having a smoking room is a little over the top, but you know, they're doing it is California after all, and they're doing what they think is best and most humane.
So if it comes down to cows, that means no more steak?
No more steak? How about milk? Would you want to be milked every day? I think not. Think about the process. Ouch, ouch. But on the other hand, if they don't milk them, then there's real ouchy.
That's right. Yes.
So we're in so much trouble now. Okay. Thanks for the story. Thanks for the renovation to begin on the historic Hamtramck Stadium. What's that? I'm sorry?
That's right, 9:30 this morning.
Okay.
9:30 this morning is when that takes place.
It's 9:30, prompt start time, they say, at the Hamtramck Stadium on Dan Street in Hamtramck, parking in the lot behind the main grandstand. So 9 a.m. arrival, 9:30 a.m. prompt start time. So, you know, they underscore that enough to let us know we better not be late.
That's right. That's what that means.
I know. Thanks, Lloyd.
No problem, Paul W.
WJR Senior News Analyst Lloyd Jackson on the Paul W. Smith Show Tuesday morning edition at